the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, the past week has seen us all turn up the heat if we can afford it and wrap up warm. But what about those who are working outdoors? How can you stay cozy when the snow is reaching over the top of your boots, your fingertips are like icicles and your nose rosy red? Shifra O'Queen has been finding out.
Morning, Heidi. No. Morning, girls. It's a cold one today, isn't it, guys?
Hazel Mullins is a large animal vet and farmer based in County Cork.
So I think when you wake up and you look outside and you see the frost on the ground and the snow on the ground, you know that you have to literally go into battle, really, against the cold. Wrapped up to an inch of my life, ready for whatever the day throws at me. We just can't do the normal jobs at the same pace that we usually do, so our jobs are taking that little bit longer. Like, I would have thought that the cows would have been hiding in the shed, trying to get away from it, but I definitely found that some of them were standing out in the snow, nearly almost enjoying the snow falling on their backs.
Steady now, girls.
Watching the cows on the ice especially is very interesting because they're all very heavy in calf at the moment. So they're watching where they put their feet. They know that it's dangerous. They know that it's slippy. And it's almost like they're learning to walk again. We have weanling calves, so they're about a year old now. This was their first time ever seeing snow. So when the snow started to fall, I did go up to the farm and they were just running around, licking the air as well, like just wondering what is this? I'm sure if they could make snowballs, they'd probably start throwing them at each other, and it's just so exciting for them. I think we all get a little bit giddy when snow starts to fall.
With the slower pace of life on the farm, Hazel notices the smaller things.
All the cows eating silage. So that really bright morning sun was coming through the shed, mist from their breath. So there were like clouds of fog rising up, and it just filled the shed with this beautiful mist. It was just stunning. It was like being in some sort of speakeasy, you know, back in the 1920s, and all the cows just chatting amongst themselves and putting the world to right. Perhaps after breakfast we go out and something that was frozen earlier on is now defrosted, and you can hear the drips then coming down from the gutters and everything coming alive again.
Pat Kelly is the name, driver operator GSS now with Tipperary County Council here in the machinery yard in Clonmel.
The snow is snowing and the wind it is blowing, but I can weather the storm.
Despite sub-zero temperatures in County Tipperary this week, Pat kept his cool.
No, I could go around in a t-shirt down as far as minus two or three.
I've got my love to keep me warm.
Just what I have on here, I mean, just an ordinary t-shirt and a high-vis would do me going around. People laughs at me at times, though, I mean, when they see me, my God, look at you going around in a t-shirt, you know what I mean? You don't feel the cold. I'd have to keep on moving, though, you know what I mean? If I stopped, I would feel the cold, you know? That's the way I'll push it, yeah. I have an app above in the office on the laptop. And I flicked into it last Thursday and I said, oh my God, I'm not going to see home at all. I said, this is it. Christmas is over. The turkey and ham is finished. Now it's time to drive on. We were out salting and it was the very same as someone just fired snow at us from everywhere. We've used actually 1,500 tonne of salt. But once it goes beyond 2 inches of snow, you have to put on a snow plow. Then it gets much, much harder. It's grand for the first day. Goes into the second day, my God, snow plowing. Into the third day, no, I have to do this again. When you're travelling under snow in front of you, you'll actually hear knotting, we say, off the rubbers underneath. Just running on the snow and all that. You can hear the shh along the ground. You're running rubber onto the tear road. When you hear that sound, it's satisfying, and what to know is that the road is clear and that your job is done.
Pat patrols the roads at night to make sure the roads are clear for commuters in the morning.
But you could hear animals howling. Everything is much louder at night. The winter's cold. It's even louder. you'd head off out and you'd be on your run. We cross over into Waterford County Council maybe two or three times on the route in the night. And you'd be always looking forward to meeting the Waterford men turning in the same junction where you'd be. You'd have a little chat and head on again, you know.
When Jack Frost visits the bog, I am not far behind. I come along with my lens and I am totally drawn to ice crystals, to frost. I just love it. I love it out there.
Tina Claffey is a nature photographer that specialises in macro photography based in County Offaly.
I am couch to bog in 10 minutes. My local bog is Killawn Bog. The freezing fog kind of clings to everything. It clings to spider webs. It clings to all of the flora. I follow the animal trails, like deer trail, because it's usually quite stable. When the sun shines at such a low angle, we get that golden hour that photographers absolutely crave all day long. That light, when it's frosty, illuminates all the crystals, all the frost. So you get these like prisms of colour. They're like windows to the soul, really. Spiders build their webs, and when the frost hits, those magnificent architectural webs are completely frozen. They're like jewelled necklaces. What I love about macro photography is that all sense of scale is lost. You can be looking at a reindeer lichen. It's only like maybe half an inch high, but when you're looking at it through the lens, it looks like a magnificent ghostly tree. You can't tell how big it is. These amazing kind of otherworldly stories kind of come into your mind while you're looking through the lens. Mythical creatures maybe could wander through. It's magical to see any kind of insect life out there in the winter. And when you do, they're very slow moving because it's so cold. And I have found ladybirds in the past. Actually, a gathering of ladybirds is called a loveliness. What a lovely word. And you will find them huddled together maybe in discrete little areas. It's just so lovely to see something like 16 ladybirds together, like all huddled together, all in a little bundle. All you can do is just wish them well and hopefully they get through the season.
My name is Joey Murphy. I'm a postman in Killarney DSU. I do the Reeks, Ballydoney, Port Road, a lot of it, Killarney National Park.
It's been a busy few days for Jerry, delivering post in a snow-capped Killarney.
Any old person now that's on my post, we're constantly calling to them to make sure they're okay. Do you know, it's just someone to call in and to have a chat with them. It makes their day. Do you know that you can help someone. I just ask them, have they water and do they need food or groceries or anything like that, you know. One or two of them would ask you in for a cup of tea and a slice of cake, of course. But you'd be out all day then if you said yes to everyone. When you hear the snow actually crumpling underneath your feet when you're going from the van into the letterbox, it's like being out mountain climbing. You're like as if you're out in Norway or somewhere like that.
Despite tougher working conditions, the commute has been picture perfect.
The deer now below in the national park, they're bellowing mad as well now in the snow. The other day, actually, I was going into the national park and there was two stags. They were actually right at the front of the cottage, if anyone knows, the main gate in the OPW. The cottage was beautiful because it's a thatched cottage, but you couldn't see the thatch because it was all snow. Either side then, you had the icicles coming down. I have a fierce connection actually with that cottage because that's where my mom came out of. Her dad used to be the gateman in the national park. As I was watching the two deer actually on the lawn right in front of the cottage, I could imagine my mom inside and my grandfather standing actually at the door with his hands behind his back to look at those two deer standing on the lawn, and they were looking down at me. It was just awesome. And I know it's hard getting into work and with the bad road conditions, but there's a raw kind of beauty in it as well. With the snow, you can imagine within 3 or 4 days that is going to be totally gone back to green again. Even to look at that white and totally white on over the mountains of Killarney, it is beautiful.
And that's a beautiful report. That's all we have time for this week. Until next week, stay safe. Bye-bye.